by our faith in the blood. But our faith in the blood does not just be like, okay, I have faith in the blood, 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 blood. I have faith in the blood. And then the blood does a work on me, changing me. My faith grows in that. Here's the thing, and this is the thing that drives me crazy. Living in the world I live in. You think about out there, all those gospels out there. All those ideas. They're all running a race. Only one gospel is going to take you to the victory finish. It's the one that's going to, you know, give you the victory. The ones that say you're going to run your race beset with sin. The ones that say you're going to run your race and never overcome sin in the flesh. That righteousness is merely imputed. And that you should just try your best other than that, you know, and God will forgive you. I know He forgives us. But I'm not satisfied with just saying, okay, I'm just going to do this and then hope for the best. I want to make my calling and election sure. If I do, there are certain things that if I do them, my calling and election will be sure and I will never fail. What are those things? Add to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. He mentions temperance right here. Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He exercises self-restraint. You know, if you're going to run in a race, what? You do just, you know, pig out every day? Right? Do you, you just stuff your face with pastries and goodies and become completely out of shape? Right? No. He exercises self-restraint. He eats certain foods. He, you know, and again, for us, it's not about the body. A little bodily exercise will profit you for a little while. And now, you know, I'm in the midst of trying to reform my physical body. Meaning, I stopped eating, overeating. God gave me the power to do it. I've wanted to do it for years. I've already lost over 50 pounds. Or, no, almost 50 pounds. Sorry. Almost 50 pounds. But it'll soon be over. In fact, by the time people hear this, by the time I post this to the internet, it'll be over 50. Such is the grace He's given me in this. All right. You keep your body under, right? He goes out. He runs. He practices, you know. We have to do the same thing. We have to practice godliness. We have to practice righteousness. I mean, it's not something like an athlete. I can just go out and make it happen, right? But still, it has to happen. Somehow it happens, you know. I don't necessarily... You know what the thing is? God has made a promise, right? It's weird because my trainer is God. It's not like some man, right? And he is able to cause me to be the greatest runner of them all, so to speak. I mean, I'm not in competition with my brethren here. I mean, against falsehood. You know what I mean? The race we're running is not against each other. We're racing against the evil that besets us, all the things around us. We're racing against the world, against false gospels, against principalities and powers. Those are the things we're fighting against. Those are the things we're wrestling and we're running against, running away from, trying to beat to that line, trying to leave it all behind us and put the dust to it. We want to put all that back behind us and give it the back. You know, looking ahead. Running ahead, moving forward, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. That's how we run. We want to free ourselves from those things so that we can run and obtain the prize. If you have sin running neck and neck with you, you cannot cross the winner. There's no ties in this game, you know? I was saying, I've said a lot of times, when there's a tie, they ought to both get second place. And so, and a totally different thing. I mean, I was just, I would have meant real sports, you know. The event of a tie, they should all, you know, there, it was a wrestling term. I said, in the event of a three-way tie, they should all get third place. Not all get first. It didn't really make sense to me. But anyways, they which run in the race, all run. Well, one receiveth the prize. We've got to run to win, right? We're not in this for to be defeated. No, sin beat us out. No, but for victory. We want to be free. We want to be victorious. We want to obtain something. We want to obtain life eternal. The sons of God, we want to obtain the adoption. Some people would say, well, we already have it. We believed. Well, that's a, you have a promise, and you've believed in the promise. But I can tell you that there are more promises in this word than the one you received. And that if you do not see them all fulfilled, you're going to be left behind. The next chapter, oh my Lord. It so feeds into this. It so feeds into this. This idea, we're running a race, right? You can't run the first, you know, let's say you're victorious in the first 10 yards. I'm in first place. Well, quit while you're ahead, right? Race over, and they pass you by. You can't quit at the 10-yard mark. You can't quit at the 20-yard mark. You've got to go the whole 9 yards. You have to go the whole race, you know? So in that, we're striving for something. And we're predestinated to it. The victor is already assured. Alright? So we don't run uncertainly. You know? And we fight, not as one beating the air. You know? We are not just beating at the air. We fight to win. We don't throw punches in vain. We throw them for victory. We throw punches to connect. We run. Sure, you know, we punch to knock out. We run knowing we will win. All right?